Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and my podcast is Holistic Healing and Happiness, where I love to bring a holistic approach that hopefully will help heal you and raise your vibration to happiness. Again, I'm here to inspire, uplift, and hopefully put a smile on one person's face today, and that's my intention with this podcast. So sit back, relax, enjoy, or put your headphones in and get out for a walk in the fresh air and go hug a tree maybe, who knows. Today, I want to speak to you all about seeing the world in yourself. Did you realize that when you see the world in yourself, there is no more outward obstacles to happiness? The inner and outer worlds are mirrors of each other. They change according to the level of consciousness. If you are vibrating at the level of fear, your inner world of thoughts and emotions and your outer world of events and relationships will reflect that. Similarly, if your conscious vibrations at the level of love, then love will present in both your inner and outer worlds. A flow of happiness and abundance will manifest when you have reached your deepest levels of yourself. Know your outer world reflects your inner reality. It has no other option. So whatever occurs at the deepest level, the unmanifested must come into being as the outer event. Situations, challenges, crisis, and opportunity. The unmanifested is where the script of your life is written. If that is so, naturally, you would want to write a script that includes happiness, joy, and love. So why is it so rare for life to bring us those things? Without understanding deeper levels of consciousness, you will not be able to take advantage of them. Several conditions must be accepted by you as true. Consciousness exists everywhere. It is infinitely flexible. Reality changes in different states of consciousness. We are used to thinking that the opposite of these statements are true. We limit the consciousness to the brain. We assume that a person's level of awareness is fixed, and we believe that reality is essentially the same for everyone. The irony is that the universe being of conscious is an entity and it reflects those very beliefs. So it truly is on you to shift that state and your belief system. Your true identity is neither the inner nor the outer world. You are the creator of both. The same source of that creates thoughts, feelings, memories, emotions, and all subjective experiences, stimulating you to create your life. If you don't like what is happening around you, don't try and fix it. That would be like polishing a mirror, hoping to change your reflection in it. In order to change what you see, there has to be new messages coming from the source. Our current belief system, which insists that something must be tangible and concrete to be real. So what you have to start doing today is you need to start working with your limiting beliefs, how you see yourself in the mirror. It's not that I want you to look in the mirror and go, oh my God, I need to lose 5 pounds. Not that. I don't want you to be critical of yourself, but what vibration do you feel into when you look at in the mirror? Then what are the thoughts that come in? If it is, I need to lose 5 pounds, I look ugly, I'm not tall enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not all of these things. And if these all start flooding in, how do you think that you're vibrating out onto the world? I guarantee you are not vibrating out at a happy, loving vibrational level, and you're probably not manifesting what you really truly want into your conscious reality. So what you need to start doing is to work with your limiting beliefs. You need to work with the vibration of your thoughts, your feelings, and emotions. Again, it's the connecting up to our higher selves, it's doing the meditation, it's working on the self-image, it's all of those things that we need to do. Since the conscious mind helps us with our personal identity, living from a level of pure being assures our deepest value of our life as well. So what I want you to connect into now is loving kindness, compassion, joy at the success of others. How do I feel when I see someone else succeeding? Do I feel jealous? Do I feel bitter? Again, why? You should be happy for them. because your happiness for them means that you are able to also achieve that success. You are able to, because we're the most unique, beautiful people there is. There is no one other like you. So you need to be able to see how you're acting when you view others. Because again, the bitterness that you're putting out there means that you feel there's a lack inside you, and there is no lack inside you. You can do and achieve anything that you want to do. You need to have that inner peace within you to bring and radiate that happiness from you. But has to come back to your thoughts, feelings and emotions and how you see yourself. That will really, really help you. What I want you to start doing now, these are positive words to help uplift you. Today, I would love if you could look in the mirror, and you can even pause this and get to a mirror. And I want you to look deep in your eyes, and I want you to say, I love you. I want you to say, well done. Because at the end of the day, well done, you're here. My God, you're alive and you're surviving every single day. That deserves a pat on the back. Whether there's still tons of things that you need to accomplish, that is okay. I want you to look deep in your eyes and say, keep going. I want you to say, I am abundant. I am healthy. I am successful at everything I do. I am filled with so much laughter, love and light. And I am kind, caring, and I love my life. These are all vibrations that we need to get into. Of course, life is a roller coaster. There's going to be ups and downs and in-betweens, but that is life. But we want to radiate at the happiness frequency that we have, that is within us, that we can share out to the world. But first, we need to give it to ourselves. Connect in with a deep meditation to reflect in with yourself. Work with your self-image every day. Work with the affirmations that are going to help you to shift in to the happiness so that you can radiate out onto the world. See the world in yourself. What are you seeing in the world? It is a reflection of what your inner world is telling you. So you need to change the thoughts of your inner world. Because if you want things to be better, you have to be the change. Don't expect the change in others if you're not willing to change. See the world in yourself. This is where you are going to see change happening every single day within you, around you, and watch your relationships start to grow. Watch the romance being attracted to you, if that's what you're looking for. Watch the abundance of money and all those different things that you want to manifest into your reality happening. But first of all, you need to shift into the vibration of happiness within you. And it takes work. It takes daily work of showing up for yourself. And why? Because you are worthy. You are worthy of showing up for yourself every single day. So show up for yourself. Give yourself the gift of showing up. This might be easy for someone to do. You might look in the mirror, feel the vibration, do those affirmations and go, yes, I'm ready, Leanne. This is amazing. Or you might look in the mirror and start crying or feel angry or feel totally uncomfortable. That means there's deeper work to be done. But don't be scared of it. Don't run away from it. Lean into the uncomfortableness of it. If you need to find a coach, whatever the case may be, to work with you so that you can shift that vibration, do. Because it's worthwhile. Because your life is passing you by. If you're feeling all the negative vibrations, again, life has to happen. You have to feel your emotions, because we can't have all happy emotions, because that wouldn't be realistic. We have to have sadness for us to be able to feel happiness. We have to have heartbreak to feel love. We have to have darkness for there to be light. I get all of that. But you are the creator of your own life. And every single day does not need to be bitter, unhappy, sad, unloving. You don't have to be in scarcity and lack. So step into your vibration today of what you want, who you're becoming. Change the patterns, change the mindset. This is a lot easier said than done for me. I had to work with coaches to do that. That's why I'm a coach now, and I love the work I do, so that I can help people to shift in that vibration. So today, may your spiritual cup be full to the brim with confidence, calm and creativity as you go on your day and as you shine your beautiful light out onto the world. Like always, I am sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. If this helped you in any way, please feel free to like, comment, share, do whatever we do in podcast land. I don't even know because I'm still new to this. But if it has helped you, please share it with others so it might uplift and enrich someone else's life today. If you need help, please go seek help. Again, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be ashamed. Because again, if you're willing to do the work and shift out of the vibration, the work is so important. And again, always coming back to, you are worthy of the love, the respect, of the abundance that is out there waiting for you. But you have to tap in first and do the work on yourself to raise your vibration, to have that happiness and to have that love. Again, think of what is going on in your mind right now. Is your inner world reflecting your outer world, or is your outer world reflecting your inner world? How can you make them congruent so that they're all vibrating at the highest frequency? Have the most beautiful, blessed day ahead. And again, thank you so much for listening.